Catholic Moments Podcast, Episode 175. Just how serious is your marriage? Hey everyone, this is Lisa Hendy from CatholicMom.com and the Catholic Moments Podcast. Welcome back to another no-frills version of the Catholic Moments Podcast, wherein I try to give you an update on what's been happening over at CatholicMom.com and in my personal life. And I hope this message finds you well and happy and surviving the flu symptoms and hurricanes and bad Midwest weather and all kinds of other things that have been going on. Our life has been so busy the last few weeks, which is why it's been a little bit since I last checked in with you. It's all good, but super busy. And I'll tell you that part of what's kept me really busy is some very recent developments with our local diocesan television program. When you look at the show notes for this podcast over at CatholicMom.com, I'm going to be sharing with you a link to two recent TV programs that we filmed here locally with our diocesan television station, KNXT. Longtime listeners probably know that I'm on the board for KNXT, and while I don't really know very much about television, I've been super lucky to get involved as a volunteer over the last few years. And we actually just recently aired two programs. Actually, they haven't even aired on TV yet. They're just on YouTube. They're going to be on TV in March, but we filmed two programs on Catholic social media, and I was very lucky to have as my partner for those programs the wonderful Catholic web developer Carson Weber. And a lot of my Catholic geek friends will know Carson from his wonderful design work, and he's been at the last couple CNMCs, and he's just all around a great guy. So we imported him from Sacramento for our television programs. So Carson and I filmed two of those shows, and they're both up on YouTube now. You can watch them. They're really intended for our local viewing audience, which is probably on the little bit older end. Pardon me if you're a KNXT watcher, but most of our regular viewers to the TV station are probably not very likely to know much about Facebook and Twitter. So this was really kind of an attempt at Catholic social media 101. What are we talking about when we talk about Catholics and new media? And we talked about everything from what are those modern platforms that we're using to the Pope's presence on Twitter and the YouTube channel of the Vatican, and even the Vatican bloggers meeting and the recent bishops and bloggers meeting. So I hope you'll click through on the links in our show notes so that you can tune in and watch those two programs. And I'll tell you a little something. It would help me if those videos got some hits, because if we demonstrate that there's an interest in content like this, I'm sure that the station will be more than happy to do more programming on social media. A second TV announcement for me is the exciting news. Actually, it's exciting and scary that I'm actually going to be producing and hosting a brand new television program on our station. And that's going to be called Making the Grade, and it's going to focus on Catholic education in our diocese. So I'm tremendously excited that we've gotten a green light for this and a little tiny little dribble drab of underwriter funding for it, so we can make this once monthly half hour TV program all about Catholic education. We're going to be filming our first show on February 20th, and my guests for that are going to be our Bishop Armando Ochoa here in the Diocese of Fresno, and our diocesan school superintendent, Rick Sexton. And my co-host on the show is a good friend of mine and was my kid's teacher in elementary school, Kim Cochran. She's a great principal in our school system, and we're just going to have so much fun. So we have a lot of ideas for fun segments on the program, and you'll be hearing more, I'm sure, about Making the Grade. So if you can spare a prayer, send one to me between now and February 20th, because I'm going to need it to get my act together to have that first program filmed by then. On the family front, we just finally sent our little Eric back to college. He's a junior this year in college, and he had a very long extended Christmas vacation, so it was really wonderful because he was home with us for for quite a long time. But those of you who've had college kids come home, you know that they kind of keep a little bit of an odd sleep schedule. He's not exactly on mom's sleep schedule. In fact, there were even some days where I was getting up super early to record radio programs, and Eric was just going to bed. So we were passing each other in the hallway. But he's back at school, and we're missing him, and we're super busy with his little brother, Adam, who is a senior in high school this year. And I can't believe that we're in our last semester of high school. I have to admit to you that I have senioritis. I'm sick of homework. I'm sick of packing lunches. I'm sick of, you know, what time do we have to be where and when. I'm not sick of my kids, but I am sick of teenagers in high school. So I'm sure I'm going to be singing a different tune in May when we graduate from high school. But right now, we all have senioritis. So do you have it too? Maybe you have like second grade-itis or something like that. But yep, we've got senioritis. So looking at the month ahead, February, it's super busy. I'm super excited that I've got some trips coming up, a couple of them fun family vacations, and a couple of them work-related things. So be on the lookout for the view from my office, which will be in some interesting destinations during the month of February. And finally, on the what's happening now front of the podcast, I have to give you a little update on the successful completion of my very first Whole 30. If you haven't listened to the last couple of podcasts, maybe you don't know what that is, but I, during the month of January, was involved in a challenge program, a nutritional challenge called Whole 30. And basically that was take anything fun that you want to eat and don't eat it. Just kidding. But it sort of felt like that way some days. It's really a focus on healthful eating involved around eating mostly whole foods, you know, well-grown beef and meat and stuff like that, vegetables, some fruits, basically no dairy, nothing really to drink except for water, coffee, and tea. Limited fruit, no grains, no dairy. So I actually successfully survived the first 30 days. And I decided, I think around, let me see, maybe day 20, that I was going to extend this for next month. So today, as I'm recording this, it's January 31st, which is my day to goof off and eat whatever I want. And then I'm going to get back on to the program starting tomorrow, February 1st, and I'm going to do it for the month of February as well. And I have to tell you, I'm feeling really great. I mean, there were just a few times during the month that I felt challenged with this. We had a lot of travels and a lot of, you know, going out to dinner and being at Greg's business meetings and things like that. And you know, what it takes mostly is perseverance and also education about what you can eat in situations like that. And I learned a lot about myself. I'll probably share with you a blog post that I have up over at Pathios that kind of went over some of the lessons that I learned this month. But one of the big things that I learned is I have a long way to go, and I still have a lot of work to do on getting my health to where I want it to be before my big 5-0 in June. So maybe turning 50, and I want to feel better than I do right now. So I'm hoping for continued success with the Whole 30 program. And I just have to say, if you're in doubt and you've tried other things, sometimes it takes doing something drastic like this to really shake you up. So if you need support and somebody to pray with you through a health change that you're going through, drop me an email, lisa@catholicmom.com. I'd love to be your companion for any health challenges that you have going on in your life. Okay, let's turn now to the book section of our podcast, and I'm going to give you updates on a few books that really have meant a lot to me. One of them that I've had for a while, and one of them that's brand new to me. The one that I've had for a while is A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy by Sarah Reinhardt. And no, me mentioning that this is not my way of telling you that I'm pregnant, which would be miraculous. That can't happen anymore in my life. But I want to tell you that this is not just a book for pregnant moms. And you know, maybe I'm a little biased in telling you about this book because it is the first book in our CatholicMom.com book series that we have in partnership with Ave Maria Press. But really, This is a book that links you as someone who's in love with what's happening in your life and your pregnancy, and also in love with your faith, or maybe somebody who's looking to focus a little bit more on your faith life. And Sarah does such a beautiful job of combining the mysteries that are happening in a woman's body with pregnancy and conception, pregnancy, all the way through childbirth and baptism, to the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary. And we know Sarah Reinhart for this just amazing love that she has for our Blessed Mother, but we also know her for her capacity to draw others closer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And with this particular book, Sarah actually, I think, is at her finest. You've heard her for years on this podcast, and you know that her love for Our Lady is so compelling, but she draws you into this. And I don't want anyone to make the mistake of thinking that this book is simply for pregnant women. Really, anyone could benefit from reading this book. And Sarah poses thought-provoking topics and discussion questions, and she just writes so beautifully. And you know, actually, her voice just shines through in this book. So I'm giving it my highest rating. And I'm telling you that if you don't already own A Catholic Mother's Companion in Pregnancy, I hope you'll pick it up. I'll have a link in our show notes to that book. The second book that I want to mention to you is a book called Recall Abortion, and this is by Janet Morana. And you might be familiar with Janet's work. You have probably seen her on EWTN, and she is, I believe she's the executive director, I may have her title wrong, of Priests for Life, and also a key player in the organization Silent No More. And I have to tell you that I had intended to get my review of that particular book out a week earlier than I did. I was so moved and humbled and really touched personally by the work that Janet did in this particular book. You know, I've read quite a few books on support for the pro-life movement, but this book, this Recall Abortion, really touched me in a way that very few other books on the pro-life movement have. Part of that is because of the very real stories that Janet shares in the book, and she gives voice to many women and men whose lives were forever scarred by the scourge of abortion. But she also poses some pretty compelling arguments for reasons that you and I should be majorly advocating for the end of abortion, for this idea of recalling abortion. And I thank Janet for giving me a framework to better understand those arguments and for giving me a capacity to better discuss them with friends who call themselves pro-choice. And if you're sort of in need of tools to better help you in your convictions about your pro-life philosophy and a pro-life message that you can share with loved ones in your life, I strongly, strongly recommend Recall Abortion by Janet Morana. Finally, on the book front, I just want to point you to something special that we've got over at CatholicMom.com. You know, we've always done book reviews, and we used to have a book club that actually was, can you believe this? It was one book a month. But, you know, lately we just have too many good books coming through through the pipeline. And so pretty much every day you're going to find book reviews over on the website. And most of those are being done actually by our wonderful Sarah Reinhart and myself. And we've got a brand new book notes feature on the website that you can see every day of the week. So look out for our book notes. Sarah's doing a beautiful job of telling you new things that she's getting across her desk. I'm a little more hit and miss than Sarah is. As usual, she's better organized than I am. But that book notes feature is a new particular favorite of mine. I know a lot of you guys really love reading too. And so check out the book notes and check out all the great books that we're sharing over on CatholicMom.com. Okay, in our final few moments of the podcast, I want to point you to a few articles that are up and running this week on CatholicMom.com. And There are three of them. One of them is actually one that I wrote. And, you know, really, I just want you to chime in with your opinions about this one. It's an article that I wrote this week about how my family is going to be involved in Catholic Relief Services Rice Bowl program this year. And this is our first time doing this for Lent of 2013. And I have to tell you that I didn't really know too much about Catholic Relief Services Rice Bowl before I attended the bishops and bloggers meeting in Baltimore. But while I was there, the bishops had a presentation from Bishop Kikanis of, I think he's from Arizona, who delivered a wonderful overview of the Rice Bowl program. And I really just decided that not only did I want to do this for our family, but I also wanted to be involved in helping to share information about Rice Bowl. And I know that there has been some discussion over the last several months about Catholic Relief Services and their backing of potentially harmful charities around the world. And so we did have a comment on my post about that. And I'm in the process of getting an official response from that from Catholic Relief Services. But, you know, I want your input on this and how you feel about supporting Catholic Relief Services. And I'd especially really love to hear from anybody who's ever done Rice Bowl, which is basically where you set a little cardboard box on your kitchen table and your family does dedicated fasting during the season of Lent with the intention of giving almsgiving towards Catholic Relief Services efforts. It's interesting that when you do that through your diocese, that 75% goes back to CRS, but actually 25% of it remains with Catholic charities within your home diocese. So just tell me what you think about CRS Rice Bowl. The second article that I want to point you to is from our newest blogger on the website. I'm going to slaughter her name. Linda Bingelli, I think is how you pronounce it. I need to, when I have my new blogger start, I need to have you guys tell me how you pronounce your name. Send it in phonetically. But Linda just started it with us this week, and her first post right out of the shoot has been very popular. It's called Catholic Flashcards, and it's actually a little downloadable tool that she created that you can use. You can print out, and if you want to laminate these and make a little key ring of flashcards for, she intends it for toddlers, but we actually had a mom saying that she's using these with her student who's preparing for First Communion. So check out Catholic Flashcards by Linda Bingelli, and I will have a link to that and the other posts in our show notes. Okay, the last post that I want to tell you about this week is, it's cause for celebration. It's a welcoming back. It's written by my good friend, Heidi Bratton. Heidi is someone who was with us for a long time as a columnist. She had to take a little break and she needed to work on some stuff with her family and her personal writing. But I am thrilled to say that Heidi is back with us and she's back writing on a quarterly basis for CatholicMom.com. And her first post back is a wonderful post called Just How Serious Is Your Marriage? And it's an interesting post. I think the exact terminology that Heidi uses is calling marriage sort of like kindling a campfire in a gas grill society. And if you want to learn more about what she means by that, and the allusion that she makes is actually really very true to the fact that most of our society is sort of this quick fix type of answer to things these days. And what Heidi proposes is that our marriages, sacramental marriages, are more like a campfire that needs slow kindling and care and tender loving concern. So check out Just How Serious Is Your Marriage by Heidi Bratton this week at CatholicMom.com. Well, it's about time to wrap this podcast up and to get it posted for you. I hope that if you have something to share, that you'll drop me an email to lisa@CatholicMom.com or that you'll head over to Audioboo where this is posted too and leave us a message there, or you can just send me an MP3. I'm going to get our voicemail line back in working order. Right now it isn't, but until then, email works, or leave a comment over at CatholicMom.com on the podcast post. I hope this podcast finds you well, and I'm thinking of all of you. Thank you for your prayers and your continued support for the website and the work that we're doing. And until next week, everyone, I wish you all the best. God bless.